Marty, it's a busy week, so I want to get right to it. Our top story is something that a lot of people are going to be interested in. They've heard about it now for several years, a major construction project on Valley Drive, and the scheduled completion for this is not until spring of 2020.
Yes, and that is kind of an estimate at this point, so we'll find out. But that is a long time off for drivers who are going to be impacted by that. It's in three phases. The first is from Picacho to Amador on Valley, and then phase three, I'll jump to that, is going to continue that from Amador to Avenida de Mesilla. But the second phase is actually on Avenida de Mesilla around the Hickory intersection. So it'll be pretty interesting, but we'll have to find out. They're going to include a sidewalk. They're going to do sidewalks, bike lanes, wide parkways, storm drainage, roadway improvements, curbs, gutters, new signals, and other safety improvements.
And for anyone who's driven there in a flooding situation, you know why this is being done. I was scared for my life more than once there. And it gets very busy there, too.
Absolutely.
All right. We move along to another major project, the Old Las Cruces Country Club. We've heard about this as the Apodaca Blueprint, and not everyone that lives in that area is very happy about this.
No, the city had a special work session on this last week, and they talked about just how the public has responded, and then there were people there that were responding, and a lot of people are pushing back against elements of this, and you know, one of the concerns is the increased traffic that people feel that's going to result. They're worried about development that would be taller than a one story, and other issues. And some people are calling it a flawed plan. So the city, I think, is taking seriously some of these concerns and feel. But the overall feeling is that something could be worked out that will appease both sides and so it can move forward.
Okay, we move along to another important story. This is another one that has been an enormous story in the city of Las Cruces over the past couple of years. We're coming up on the third increase in the city's minimum wage law. The minimum wage is scheduled to go to $10.10 an hour in January. And this week, the Las Cruces City Council received a report on the impact of the minimum wage increase.
Yes, from the Hibbs Institute for Business and Economic Research at the University of Texas Tyler College of Business.
All right.
That's a mouthful.
Yes.
But the report, it kind of depends on where you already, how you already feel about minimum wage. Those who are in favor of this particular increase anyway will point to the fact that the report says it really will not impact employment. It's not going to cause many jobs, if at all, to be lost. And so they'll point to that. But on the other hand, it does say that it does, it should slow growth, economic growth and expansion, not by much, but it will have that impact. So both sides will take talking points from this.
Interesting. We also move on to a story that's very timely with July 4th coming up, the difference in fireworks regulations between Doña Ana County and the city of Las Cruces.
Right. And there are, it's just kind of complicated because there's so many that are prohibited, so many that are allowed. And then you have separate regulations, like you say, and it's kind of hard to know unless you read up on it or they tell you when you go buy these fireworks. I'm sure you can find out because they can't sell if they're prohibited. But it does spell out exactly what types of fireworks are allowed, what are prohibited, and it's good reading for anybody who's going to.
Very, very important, because you can buy some that aren't allowed, you're not allowed to set off, which it doesn't seem like it would make sense, but you can do that. So it's very important to know what you can and can't use. Finally, arts and entertainment, music legends coming to Las Cruces, to the Pan Am Center.
Yeah, Stephen Stills, Judy Collins, they have known each other for half a century, really, since the 60s, have never toured together. They planned a five-city tour that expands now to 40-plus cities, I'm told, and they're going to come to the Pan Am Center, September 14th.
Marty, thanks so much.
Thank you. Okay.